Praise the Lord. We must prosper. We must prosper. We must prosper. Hallelujah. There are two very important gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. That every believer should covet. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and they happen to be the first two gifts mentioned. Verse 7 and verse 8 says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with it without. For to one is given by the word, by the Spirit, the word of wisdom. To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. The word of knowledge is the ability to know something. The ability to know something. That's the word of knowledge. The ability to know something. And we have explained that several times here. It comes through vision. Hallelujah. What's the next one? Dream. Next one. A voice. Hallelujah. And what again? Praise the Lord. By inspiration. These four ways by which God speaks to his people. You don't understand what is happening. You are wondering. Sometimes you don't even have to pray over it. Personally, you don't have to pray. You don't have to pray. Some personally, anything disturbing me, anything, once my spirit is disturbed over anything, without even praying, God comes down. I mean, God speaks to me. He shows me in any of these four ways. It is a manifestation of the Spirit. The Spirit that dwells in you gives you this revelation to make things clearer for us. In fact, I said it before that I read an interview so many years ago of a retired general who was a Muslim but got converted to Christianity. And he mentioned something. He said that one joy he has gotten being a Christian is that nothing will happen to you without God revealing it to you. And that comes by the gift of the word of knowledge. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That comes by the gift of the word of knowledge. And it's even better, it flows better when you are a prayerful person. It flows better when you are a prayerful person. Prayerful. When you are prayerful. Before you sleep, you pray. By the time you wake up, you have had your dream. God showing you things. And it is a gift that every one of us should develop. And it's a gift that we should not allow Satan to disturb in any way. It's a gift that we should covet. Make sure your dreams are not disturbed. Make sure your visions are not disturbed. Because all these are means by which God helps you in whatever you want to do. He gives you prayer points. He gives you prayer points. You know, shows you things concerning the, you know, the plans of the devil. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you, there are some of you that come and tell me, whenever I am expecting this, I have a certain type of dream. And when I go, the thing will scatter. And sometimes you think that you were attacked in the dream. The truth is, God is revealing to you what is happening in the spirit. And it becomes a prayer point. Praise the Lord. It becomes a prayer point. Do everything. Do everything. Everything. To make sure that gift is not disturbed. Hallelujah. Do everything to make sure that gift is not disturbed. It's a gift you should cherish, covet, hold very, very, closely to yourself. Before you go for any business appointment, especially something that has to do with your progress, if there's any danger around that, God will expose it. God will reveal it. And there are some things that when God revealed to you, praise the Lord, after you have seen the revelation, then this second gift is important. The gift of the word of wisdom. What did he say in verse 8 there? For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. That is also a grace, a gift that every one of us believers should also covet. Every one of us should covet that. Why? Because after God has revealed something to you, you need wisdom to handle it. You see why I said these two gifts are very important. After God has revealed something to you, you need wisdom. Because sometimes he doesn't tell you the solution. He expects you to know. Now that you have known where the problem is, now that you have known where your source of blessing will come from, now that you have known who is disturbing your life, you have seen it. But he never tells you, most of the time he never tells you what to do. And some of us use foolishness and create more problem instead of getting solution. Therefore we need wisdom. 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 We need wisdom. For those of us who are business men and women, you need wisdom. You need wisdom to deal with your competitors, to deal with your customers. We need wisdom. Foolish actions sometimes drive away customers from us. Then you will say, you start complaining, people are not coming again to buy things from me. It may be actions you are putting up that is driving people from you. Even when you are going for interview, you need wisdom to package yourself for that interview. It's not enough that you saw in a revelation that you got the job, that you got the visa for those looking for business visas to travel out. You still need wisdom. You need wisdom. Praise the Lord. I saw myself going to, maybe you say you saw yourself, you went for interview and they granted you visa. Then you Under that confidence, you just put in an application for visa. Maybe to America, maybe to UK, anywhere. And then you just go, what is the confidence you are going? I am going because I saw in a revelation, I got a visa. Even a prophet told me, he saw me get a visa. But that prophet did not see what you did before you got the visa. You have never traveled to Cotonou. Your passport has never seen any visa to any other country. Every one of us knows. And you are going for interview for a visa to America. You have never traveled anywhere. 99.9% chance of not getting the visa. You have 99.9%. If you get visa, it's a miracle to America. It's a miracle. In fact, praise the Lord. In fact, that is not even enough. Wait first till you are able to enter, because at the point of entry, they can still return you. Because sometimes they will ask you, how did you get this visa? How manage? Praise the Lord. There's a lot of wisdom that goes with it. There's a brother here that traveled to Europe. Traveled to Europe. It's one of the prophets that was here before. Let me not call him now. One of the prophets that was here before is no more here. He was supposed to join me in Europe. And that would be his first time of coming to Europe. Okay? And then, coming to, it was according to him, I mean, when he reached the airport, I think that was Holland or so. When he got to Holland, the immigration there now asked him certain questions, certain documents. He didn't. Which address are you going? How much do you have? Can we see how much you have? Apart from the few something in his pocket, he didn't have anything. No money. Who do you say you are visiting? Where? He could not answer. They said, stay aside first. Anyway, he was just lucky. The truth is that he said he forgot a bag that contained all the documents at home. Of course, by the time he got to the airport, he realized the bag was not there. But he just assumed, since his passport is here, he got the visa, he will pass. He was returned home. He was refused entry. And when he came back to Nigeria, but they assured him that if you bring those documents we are asking you, you say you forgot, we will not cancel your visa. If you go and you come back, we will allow you in. And he came back to Nigeria, had to spend another money to buy another ticket. He got the documents, and I think somehow he came back. He went back. But that was not enough. The area I'm even concerned is that after they allowed him to pass, he came out of the airport. And while he was there, waiting for a taxi to come out, another police officer, stopped him. He said, excuse me, they had been watching him, and the reason was the way he dressed. The way he dressed, he became suspicious. So they were watching him. Who is this man? And just before he went, they had to ask him, where do you say you are going to? They had to. And he brought his letter of invitation, and they had to call the person, and the person had to come to the airport there to identify that, yes, he's my guest, before they say you can go. Why I refer to that is, he dressed like a hippie. He dressed like a boy. And they say, this man, you sure say, no be ISIS, no be terrorists, they enter here, so. So it's not just enough that you've gotten a visa, you have to package yourself. Well, that is what wisdom does. Many of us have gone for interviews to get a job. You don't get the job and you think it's a spirit that is pursuing you. It's a lack of wisdom. You did not package yourself well. You did not comport yourself well. Wisdom. And that is not saying that you must dress. You should find out what is required there. What is acceptable. Praise the Lord. I remember we went to the American embassy with my wife for a visa one time. And there was a lady. This lady was young. My wife was the one that called my attention and said, see this lady, see this lady. She went there and said she's going to visit her brother also. Her relative. They are interviewing her. She dressed like a very local girl. Very, very local girl. And they were asking her, where are you going? He said, no, go. Eh? So they say, what? They will need an interpreter to interpret for her. They got an interpreter. Where are you going? They say, I spoke in Yoruba. I'm going to visit my brother. They answered just two questions or so. And the interpreter asked, you should know here. Who is the person? He said, see, I'm here, see here. You know, they granted her the visa. Why? Because, praise God. She's not going to create any problem for them there. And I lied. That was an educated woman. Smart girl. It's wisdom. So you have to, but when we were there, we saw somebody that was, suited up, dressed up, with documents full like this. They didn't even spend 3 minutes. They said, sorry, I'm sorry we have to reject you. We cannot allow you. So it's packaging. You should know, what do these people want? What do these people want? Wisdom. Wisdom. Proverbs chapter 4. Can we read it? Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5. He says, get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not. And what will happen? She shall preserve thee. Love wisdom. Love her. And she shall keep thee. Verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Principal. Wisdom. Principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Wisdom and understanding is saying the same thing. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thy head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. exalt her, exalt her. Exalt her. Wisdom, 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 wisdom. Wisdom is the opposite of foolishness. Wisdom, wisdom. And we know what foolishness can bring to you. And in Proverbs chapter 3, from verse 13, Proverbs chapter 3 from verse 13, it says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Happy, 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 happy. Solomon, amen, was to rule Israel, and God himself came to him. Ask me whatever you want after all the wonderful sacrifices he offered unto the Lord. God was so pleased. Ask anything. What did he ask for? He asked for wisdom. He said all he needs is wisdom to watch over his sheep, to watch over, to rule over Israel. Wisdom. And God added wealth. Because if you have wisdom, then you can manage wealth. If you don't have wisdom, wealth will finish you. Praise the Lord. So verse 13 again says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. And let me read it up to verse 24. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou can desire are not to be compared unto wisdom. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thy eyes, that is, wisdom and understanding. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so shall they be life unto thy soul, and grace to thy neck. Verse 23 says, then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. That is the joy of having wisdom. I want you to take note. When the Bible says, the Bible generally gives us wisdom. Wisdom for living generally. Wisdom, wisdom, wisdom for giving, for living. And living, a progressive life, a happy life. That's the joy of the Christian faith. We have a God of all wisdom that teaches his children wisdom. But sometimes we choose foolishness. I'm telling you, those who walk by the principles of the Bible, they suffer less stress. They suffer less stress because these principles, they work. They are wisdom for living. They work. Up to now, God, many of us have not yet understood that God's principle for prosperity lies in two things, only two things: give and pray without ceasing. Give. Give. Your prayer life and your ability to give. The mystery of giving. Not many people understand it. Not many people understand it. Praise the Lord. And those who practice it, they enjoy it. The general adage that says, givers never lack. givers never lack. It's a fact. And when givers, when the Lord Jesus Christ himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. There is no blessing in being a beggar. There is no blessing in it. There is no blessing in being a beggar. There is blessing only in giving. When you see somebody who decided to adopt a lifestyle of living by begging, just know that that person will continually, you know, continually live a life of frustration. Such people face humiliation. Or those such people who do that, they are shameless people. They are people who have no integrity. That's the truth. For you to descend up to an extent of going to beg to meet a basic necessity, it should be something of a last resort. In fact, it will be so painful to you. After you have even gone to beg, you will be crying later on. Why? Because it's very humiliating. Now, it's very humiliating for somebody of integrity to go about begging. But do you know that, you know, a brother was telling me here how he's often harassed by members after service. Brother, can I have something there? Brother, can I have something there to go home? Can I have something to go home? And you met him yesterday, last week. Today again, you are meeting him again. This week, you are meeting him again. And that person is giving you. And he will give you. And he will continue to have to give you. And you will continue to be begging. Would you want that condition changed? Givers never lack. They never lack. I believe it. When you say you never lack, when the time of need comes, God has a way of providing for you. This Bible does not lie. He said, give and it shall be given to you. That's why I say, he who gives, receives. That is where preachers of faith coined the word seed. They coined it seed faith. There are people that they have combed that principle and applied it in several ways. And I'm telling you, it works. They use offering to bring to manifestation an expectation. They use offering to call to manifestation an expectation. Praise the Lord. And you say what? It works. It works. I have applied it and I still apply it and it works. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Have you realized that every seed, not the hybrid seeds that have been hybridized, not those ones. Every fruit that you eat, sweet fruit, you know there's a seed inside. Eh? Every seed, every fruit, mention anyone. Anyone that you bet, you know, mango, just mention anyone. Some have more than one inside. You need only one seed there. If you look at guava has a lot of the seeds inside. Lot. Why? Because the principle for multiplication, the principle for harvest, the principle for living, harvest, is that you don't consume all your harvest. You must leave some seed for the next season. If that fruit does not have a seed inside, then that is the end. That fruit will not be able to produce itself again. You have consumed it and it is gone forever. Forever. Whenever you have any blessing, don't consume all your blessing. Especially finance. Financial blessing. Whatever blessing you have. In fact, whatever blessing you have. Don't consume all. Don't consume all. Make some of them become your seed. Your salary. Don't spend all your salary without part of it being a seed. Somebody bless you with money. Don't consume all your harvest. Turn some of them to seed. I don't know how many people are understanding me now. Make some of them, turn them to seed, to seed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When I am in expectation of something very serious, within that period, I become most generous, most generous, most generous. Eh? Samuel. Is Samuel here? Eh? Samuel. Eh? On Sunday. On Sunday. What did I give you?
Morning, sir.
For no, is this Sunday? For I how many
for the choir, sir.
After service.
Yes, sir.
I saw plenty of people outside. You say you people did choir practice. I said count them. There were 50.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. I gave you how much?
50,000.
I said give each of them 1,000. Oh, they say, hey, pastor is very kind. No be kindness, so na seed. Wait, we have to carry 50,000. Give una say what happen. Now carry my name, do prophetic action. There is something I'm expecting. That's why I was doing that. And it never fails. Praise the Lord. You see beggar? You see what I'm saying? Beggar? You see beggar? Praise the Lord. It's beggar. It's more blessed to give. So if you are here, you are here to give. Do it. I'm teaching you something. I say it works for me. There's something I'm expecting. I am using that offering to call it to manifestation. In addition to my prayer, I am praying and fasting over it. Praise the Lord. And it has never failed. That is the wisdom we get from God's word. Sometimes your business scatters because of lack of will, you know. So there is a negative wisdom, which is criminal wisdom, crime. That's not what we're talking about. See, you serve your master, Abby. There is another man that served his master also in the Bible. Jacob served his master, Laban. When it was time for him to leave, then now it was time now for them to share the flock. Abby? It was in a dream that God gave Jacob wisdom on how to get the fat, while his own will become fat. Laban was thinking that he was going to cheat him. But God gave him wisdom. With that little one that is going to be given to him, those sick ones that they are going to be given to him, because that was the plan of Laban, God gave him in a dream wisdom of what he will do to make his own fat and Laban's own limb. They have already had agreement. But the wisdom came and he did what God showed him. Until the man saw what was happening and got jealous. Wisdom. And that is how he prospered. Beyond measure. Wisdom. And one wisdom that all of us must have is the wisdom to take seriously the word of God. Take seriously this word of God. It is wisdom to be honest. Somebody understanding me? It is wisdom to be honest. That's why I say there is criminal, you know, sense. Because there's something that dishonesty does to your progress. It destroys your image. Nobody will recommend somebody he doesn't trust to anyone. Nobody will recommend you. Honesty pays. I am telling you, honesty pays. Honesty pays. Smartness. Smartness will not take you anywhere. Unnecessary smartness. Criminal smartness. Praise God. Especially when you are working with a master. What you owe your master is sincerity and faithfulness. It's wisdom. Your madam, sincerity and faithfulness. Yes, it's very wicked. She's very wicked. But she is taking note that you are honest. He is taking note that you are sincere, you are honest. If I remain with this man, I'm not going to prosper. Oh, you will prosper. Praise the Lord. You will prosper. If you back up that honesty and sincerity with prayer, you will prosper. Joseph prospered. If Joseph had slept with Potiphar's wife, he would have remained a slave forever. In his innocence, they accused him falsely, put him inside prison, but he still remained faithful to God. He continued in his prayer. But one day, he was remembered. Praise the Lord. One day, his honesty paid. It pays. And when you are honest, honesty speaks for you. Your honesty speaks for you anywhere you go. I told you of a brother we were in the same church with. I used to be close to him. He told me his own testimony. He served his master, who even happened to be his senior brother. And he was always traveling to Turkey or so. And they were importing a particular brand they were dealing with. And this time he goes there, they will tell him, you know, do we inflate the invoice so that when your brother pays the money, we give you the money? He will say, no. That's exactly what even beat down the price and all for the master, for his brother. And he was doing that for years. He was the only one traveling and importing these things. And according to the time, he was now to be settled. His brother settled him. But his brother was afraid that maybe, you know, the way, you know how some wicked people are. And even the money he gave him was not enough for him to start. That's where they begin, so that you begin to suffer that one first. But he said with the little he had, he traveled to that same place he used to go and buy goods because he's now going to buy for himself. And the owner of the company brought out a letter that was sent by his brother to that company to blacklist him. telling him he was dishonest, he is this, is that, the normal thing to do to finish him. And he said when he read the letter there in Turkey, he said tears started coming out of his eyes. He said because he knows he served his master honestly. He was a Christian. He said opportunity he would have made money. He said he told himself he's a Christian. He will serve his master faithfully. Because he knew one day he will also be on his own. Praise the Lord. That's what I'm emphasizing. He said, tears came out. He said, the man said, don't cry. I know why you are crying. I know you were honest with your brother. We know. And then told him, he came just money, just enough to get one container. Just one container. That was all he came. And the man told him, he said, don't worry. We will give you 6 containers. Go and sell and bring back our money. I'm telling you, somewhere, there's one estate just after the airport going to Dopemudia. That's where he is. The day I went to see his house, and the place is a close. And from the beginning of the close to the end, his house where he was living, the last one was the last one. All the houses on that line were his own. The young man built all those houses. God blessed him so much because he was honest. And I used to know that young man, he never joked with his tithes. I used to know him. There was a minister that was young, just upcoming them on some fire. In the same church. This person I'm saying, my wife knows who I'm speaking about. We're all in the same church together. I was a minister that every time, 1,000, one shirt, you know, I remember he went one day and brought 10 pairs of suits, up, down with shoe, tie, shirt, 10 sets, and gave him. And he will meet the ministers, you know, once he knows there is a need. The minister that wanted to marry, he went, just bring the bill, he will sponsor it. You know, he believed so much on that principle of sowing. I met him not too long ago. He had a problem with his wife. The wife ran to me to go and settle them. And he was telling me more testimonies of what was going on around him. And I'm telling you this thing, that these principles, they work. If you have not practiced, start to practice them now. It works. It was wisdom that kept Solomon. You know, God kept Solomon for us to learn the effect of wisdom and the effect of foolishness. Wisdom that God gave Solomon made him to be at peace everywhere. No war. He didn't fight battle like David fought battle. Because David didn't have the wisdom he had. But just before his reign came to an end, battle started. How? Because he got so foolish until he would marry 700 wives and 300 concubines. And these wives were not Israelites. They were from the same enemy countries around them that God warned them not to be involved. That is what the foolishness drove him into. And battles started. Until God got so angry and told Solomon, your kingdom, I will divide it into two. I will just leave one for my servant, your papa, David's sake. And that foolishness transferred to his son, Jeroboam, who took over from him. The elders. He said, don't rule like your papa. This is how you should do so that the people will love you. He said, wait. He went to younger people again. Amen. And they gave him one foolish advice. He said, rule them with iron rod. Iron rod. And what happened? Praise the Lord. The same type of foolishness. There are two governors in Nigeria that I want you to compare and contrast. Lagos, former Lagos state governor and present Imo state governor. One is foolish. One is wise. You see the wisdom the one in Lagos is doing, and he's in full charge, full control. Until he doesn't want you, he can remove you clean, and nobody will say, now he come out to yourself. But the one went there for Imo. Praise the Lord. Foolish. You will not be foolish in the name of Jesus. I say you will not be foolish in the name of Jesus. And Jeroboam, the son of Solomon, then came and said, come, all of you, listen. What you went through in the hand of my father is small. I will do worse. They say, hey, they turn to your tents, all ye Israel. Let's go and build our own. This man will not profit us. And before you know what, we all know the story. The kingdom was broken into two. Then, somebody who is not even in the lineage to rule by the name of Rehoboam. That's why I said compare the two. That one, oh, they gave him 10 tribes. Only 2 remained this side. 10 tribes. He had a bigger side to rule. And he was never in the lineage. He was not a son of Solomon. He was a servant. And here he is. The Bible says, it's God that gave him. It's God that gave him. He said, if these people begin to go to Jerusalem to worship every time, because he was made king over them. If you begin to go to Jerusalem, then they will get convinced, and then they will turn against me and follow Jeroboam. So let me raise altar here in Bethel. And then he raised altar in here, and say, here are your gods, O ye Israel. And that was not even enough. He will go to the temple there and then be offering sacrifices as a king. God vexed with them. Go and see the narration. Where were you? Who are you? From nothing, I brought you to this level. There you are. That is the most stupid thing anybody can do. That's the most stupid thing anybody can do. There was one chief of the Air Force that was so frustrated. The former people and their cabal, kitchen cabinet, frustrated him until he was about to be retired. I think even the letter for retirement was given to him. Then suddenly the next day it was overturned and he was made the chief of Air Staff. And he came and was coming with vengeance. Here you people say, now give me time, now finish me. Now I am now the chief. And he listed names that he will retire, that he will deal with. It took one young officer. I will not forget it. My own very friend. He went to him and said, sir, if you do this, you will not be appreciating God. That you have been lifted above your enemies, God has answered you. He said, sir, don't fight anybody, if not God will be angry with you. Wisdom. That's why it's good to have people, you know, who give you wise counsel than foolish people around you? Wisdom is the principal thing. With all that getting, get knowledge. It will help you in your breakthrough. It will help you in your business. It will help you in having favor. It gives you idea of how to even package your business. That's the difference between the Western world and the Africans. That is what produces invention. Invention is wisdom. Invention is wisdom. We are eating pounded yam here, and we have no technology of producing pounded yam by technology. China is producing it for us here. China know they chop pounded yam. Now frog and fly in the chop. You, pounded yam here. They're going there. I was reading something. A man said that in those days of the Depression in America, he said he visited somebody's house, and then they were scrubbing the floor. Scrubbing, they would kneel down, scrub the floor of the house to clean the house. And then he said, they are scrubbing. Then he thought, to make it easier, that is how he got invented a mop stick. Is mop stick not easier than kneeling down? So now with the mop stick, you know, it became easier. Then they thought again, but this thing can still be easier. Now, put a motor. Everywhere. Make it easier and easier and easier. He said, inventions come from identifying problem and then providing solution. There's a problem. To solve this problem, let me invent this. That's all. And then he makes all the billions and the millions. Nothing more. Nothing more. Praise the Lord. Sometimes I think it's not to say we are cursed. It's just lack of wisdom Africans don't have. Lack of wisdom. We have oil, but we don't have refinery. So Ibo will come and collect our oil and go and refine it and sell it to us again. And they will dictate the price. Even that your oil, they are the one dictating the price, they will buy the oil. Wisdom. Praise the Lord. It's wisdom that produce plantain chips. You know, it's wisdom. Plantain chips. You have gone beyond the roasted one with fire. You now package it, put nylon, the price. You make money with it. It's wisdom that produce marketing in the traffic. Since there is problem of traffic, there's associated problem of thirst, associated problem of hunger. People finish from work, then the traffic. Therefore, the hawkers come to the traffic and they're selling their market. They sell more in Lagos traffic than inside shop. It's wisdom now. May God give all of us wisdom. May God give all of us wisdom. In the name of Jesus Christ. Can we stand up? So what is the solution? Screen James chapter 1 for us. Amen. From verse 5, 6, 7. This is what he said. If any of you lack wisdom, what will you do? Ask. Let him ask God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. I think that verse is even enough for us. Let's read it again. Verse 5. If you understand what I'm saying by wisdom. Wisdom is in every area. There's wisdom how to live with your wife. There's wisdom how to live with your husband. There's wisdom how to do ministry. A lot of pastors, their churches scatter for lack of wisdom. Lack of wisdom. There are group leaders. That your group is not growing because there is lack of wisdom. There are foolish things you are doing. People are running away. Wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. Let's read it again, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that he giveth to all men liberally. He gives as much as you want, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. God gives liberally and upbraideth not. He gives. He who asks receives. Pray for wisdom. How to walk in the office. How to walk with a difficult boss. How to walk with a difficult madam. How to walk with difficult Pastor Moses. Obina, pray. Zoe, pray. How so that you have wisdom to walk with difficult Pastor Moses. All of you, difficult. Your pastor is a very difficult man, so you need wisdom to walk with him. Don't assume that he is Malam. Even there is wisdom to walk with Malam. Praise the Lord. That's wisdom. When you see an Igbo man convert to Islam in the north, it's wisdom. To get what he's looking for there. Praise the Lord. It's wisdom. You must know. There is the most popular shop in my village. I thought it was my tribal man that owns it. Until I went there, the man speaks my language better than me. I found out later that the man was an Igbo man. He speaks that language better than me. His children speak this language better than me. Oh. So he has integrated. And he's making the money clean, neat and clean. Wisdom. Praise the Lord. And may the Lord give us wisdom. Place your hand on your head and ask God for wisdom. Ask him now for wisdom. Wisdom in which area? Confirm the word of God. Confirm. Let the Lord confirm his word. That he giveth liberally and upbraideth not. If we ask him for wisdom. Wisdom to make money. Wisdom to get what I'm looking for. Wisdom to live in peace with my neighbors. Even in the compound, you need wisdom. You need wisdom. You need wisdom. You need wisdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Put down your hand. That prayer is not a one-time prayer. It's a prayer you pray every day. Every prayer. Every day. And when this, you see, you know how you get to know that God has answered that prayer? People will be telling you about you get sense. When you begin to see people telling you that, just know, say, be like, say, that prayer don't work. It don't work. They say, can this man get wisdom? Amen. Even to live with your neighbor, it's better to live in peace than to be doing vigil every night against our bad neighbor. Live in peace. Can I tell you one of the wisdom I did in my house? In one house I was living some years back. How many flats in that place? 11 flats. Also, so every block, okay, four like that. My own block, four flats. And they were not, some years back, we had a landlady that was living there that was very horrible, very horrible. We have the same well. Then, we have our own tank. She has her own tank from the same well. So we pump water. When her own tank full, she will lock it. Then we are all struggling here, no water. So we'll be waiting. When she's pumping, everybody's rushing because you don't want her trouble. And I went to her. I said, Mommy, do you permit me to buy pumping machine and put in this well? He said, yes, Baba Joseph. Only you. Put it only for yourself. Get only for yourself. Only for yourself. Mommy, don't worry. Do you permit me to put it there? Yes. I went and bought pumping machine and put it there. And when there is no water, I use my generator. When there is no light, I use my... I pump it and the whole compound was using it. Do you think any of them will fight me? Every day they pray for me. The woman called me, Baba Joseph, you are foolish. I said, Mommy, don't worry there. Don't worry. Let them enjoy because I'm here. Say, if I come up for here, I don't finish now. That's all. Everybody live at peace with me. I moved from that place to another compound in Ikeja. Two buildings, two duplexes, two neighbors, only two of us. They buy water. Every time they will bring water from tanker and put there. I met him. I said, let's dig a well here now. Let's dig a borehole. It doesn't cost much. And have our water. How can we be buying water every time like that? I called the landlady. Landlady, please, can I dig a well here for our water? He said, oh, I said, no, be you. I said, I will do it, my money. I don't need permission from you. He said, oh, go ahead, but I don't have money to put it. I said, don't worry. Amen. I called the man. He said, oh, you cannot come and dig well for another person's house. I said, no problem. I dug the well and connected the water to his own tank also. And the man, they look at me. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Do you think that person will ever fight me? If you fight me, God will go and fight you. The other neighbors, if they touch you, they will gather them. Fight that person. That is how to achieve peace. It's wisdom. It's wisdom. If I use 100,000 naira to buy my peace in an environment so I can sleep well, 100,000 naira na money, will you compare that to your peace? It's wisdom. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So you learn how wisdom to live with your neighbors. Wisdom, and it is foolishness. There are some people that create problems for themselves. General contribution in the compound, you will not bring your own. Not be saying you don't have it all. It's just in you. It's just in you. Not to communal living is not in you. Your own is just no communal living. Then, see, even Chinese and metaphysicists. I don't know if you know what is metaphysics. Metaphysics. Metaphysics believe in aura. Aura and omens. Metaphysics. They will tell you how people feel about you affect you. It releases radiation. Negative or positive. When you cause people to be happy, there's something that releases blessings around you. And when you cause people to be unhappy, it creates negativity also around you. If everybody around you is unhappy with you in an environment, in that environment you will never find peace within you. Funny things will be happening around you, yet nobody has spoken to you. They are just not happy with you. That's the same thing we tell men. When your wife is not happy with you, that is what happens. Nothing works around you. Especially when she is justified in her anger against you. Praise God. So take this, very, very important. It helps us because we're here for breakthrough. Every hindrance to our expectations, we say some things that will help us, you know, to live a more fruitful life. If you live a life of fighting with everybody around you, you are living a foolish life. You will never progress. I'm telling you that's the truth. Everybody around you is fight, 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 fight. Fighting everybody, every people. The Bible says you should pursue peace with all men. Pursue. Pursue peace with all men because it has effects.